Good morning. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. Any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none. Department heads and elected officials. It's a big day for the auditor's office.
Very busy, very busy. Just love technology. We, our precinct atlas, a lot of the precincts were having issues with the scanners, which automatically checks everybody in. They can still do it the old-fashioned way, but let's have the scanner. So we're running around with our, like, little chickens with our heads cut off, trying to get all the precincts fixed and taken care of. But, you know, people can still get checked in. Like I said, they just do it the old-fashioned way and type the name in and pulls them up. But it's so much nicer when they can just scan in their driver's license and it just pops them right up. So anyway, that's the big issue. I got girls, I just got back here in the office at 8:30, and the other two girls are still running around. Fixing those issues.
How, where the polls open till 9?
Yeah, they're open till 9, yeah.
That's sexist to call them girls.
I'm sorry if I did, but they're girls.
Our,
My workers, my whatever.
Staff.
How come they have to, well, I suppose I was just gonna say primary elections have as many hours as the general elections. You don't have anywhere near the turnout, do you?
That would be correct. But we still have those long hours.
Down there on the radio, on the way down here, the big numbers coming out.
And I don't even know, I could have given you an update on my absentee, but I didn't have time to check on those. So I don't know exactly what the numbers are today, unless Tanner knows.
No.
Okay.
I get those from you.
Yeah.
I thought you knew.
Don't you know Tanner?
We're supposed to get our information from you guys. Didn't know, I could just call Terry.
Okay. Mike Johnston, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Morning, Tom. Just a little update on the ATV, UTV ordinance. It's coming along real well. Getting a lot of input from a lot of different folks. And we should have something together here soon. I have talked to a lot of different law enforcement officials across the state. Get some input from them also in regard to that. So I think it's gonna be something we all can live with. Of course, I'm working with Jack Dalston on this too. Jack is the gentleman that came in and presented to you. So kind of working with him on some of that. And then again, we'll have to present it to the county attorney to see what she thinks, and also get some contact from, get some input from Brian also. I'd like to have Brian take a look at it when I get it, the working copy put together. And of course, it'd be subject to changes that might be needed on the way. So, but I've looked at probably 20 different ordinances across the state. Some of them are pretty simple, some of them are pretty complex. A lot of good ideas, a lot of good stuff in those. So I think it'll be very workable. I think it'll actually satisfy everybody, I'm hoping.
For opportunity, I think I'll throw in correspondence here if somebody doesn't mind me mixing up. I heard back, I asked Tom last week to check with ICAP on what the insurance says. We got a letter back. It says whether they charge or do not charge a fee to the ATV users doesn't impact the rating. As to whether it would impact liability, that would be a question for county's legal counsel. So if you're around after the meeting, Amy, we can discuss that, whether that's something.
Okay.
And then they would still need to review the ordinance or draft ordinance to see what it requires to work out whether there would be any pricing change for that. They couldn't do that without an ordinance.
Well, talking to friends and neighbors, it sounds like about what we do is make it legal for what people are already doing.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and of course we we do have a law in regard to that, but unless people are getting totally out of hand, we kind of pretty much look the other way in most cases. Now, there are times that, of course, we'll step in if there's reckless operation or it's late at night or any of the, with anything in regard to the code, which we cover some of that. But again, the farmers do have the ability to use them, which I think is really a good thing. And this won't in any way infringe in that ability to do that. So.
When you've looked at enough of those, we'll set up a work session so that we can get this all discussed and give people an opportunity to come and participate. Anything else, Sheriff?
No, that's it. Thanks, Tom.
Rodney Wiesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Just staying busy, got a lot of things going on. We were prepared for the warm weather, but still had a few air conditioner issues here and there, so we got them all fixed up for the most part. Other than that, nothing new to add.
Brian, secondary roads.
Good morning. I'd echo Mike. Talk to me a little bit on the ordinances. I have started reading through the ordinances that I have on my desk, so he's kind of taking the lead on that. That works great, and we'll certainly figure something out. Couple roads still closed up along the Highway 61 corridor. Just something to note. I mentioned this a long time ago. You're going to see those open up, and others will close, and it's going to be kind of that way for probably a couple years. So, but right now, nothing new. Iowa City Road's closed. Stony Hall is closed. So, would mention that as of our last update, sometime here this week, the remainder of the dust control program will get done. So, possibly today, more likely probably tomorrow is kind of what the word was, but they hadn't contacted yet this morning when I left to confirm. So, we'll see when that comes about, but we'll be ready for it. The DOT is in the general area. Every 4 years, the DOT does traffic counts in different quadrants of the state, different areas of the state. And they don't count every road, every place. They have a software package where they count just various or just miscellaneous or requested if we request roads. And then they take it back and input it and spit out an updated traffic and count map for the various counties that they're working in. So you will see some traffic counters around right now, and they are out and about, and it does, it happens every 4 years. So this happens to be our cycle. So other than that, just staying busy. We are ditching up on 188 now. So that's moving along, and as part of that, we're hauling that dirt to a dirt road. So if you come across a dirt road that's got some signs up, take them serious, because well, you use that to elevate the dirt road, but while we're in the middle of that process, that road's pretty rough. So we put up construction signs. Sometimes people fail to pay attention to that stuff.
Or their GPS sends them through there.
Yeah. You should pay less attention to your GPS.
So if that gets in the paper, now all the kids with four-wheel drives will head those roads, right?
Well, I tell you what, it's too dry to have any fun right now. So, need more rain for the kids with four-wheel drives to have that much fun.
Dads are saying, whew.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all I have.
Thanks, Brian. Crystal Wookelbelt.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy there. I really don't have anything new to report.
Thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. Good God, we're busy. Big Hollow has been full every weekend since the first weekend in May and will be through halfway through June if you just measure our reservable sites. In fact, most weekends we're carrying over capacity, that people are doubling up on the sites that we allow double occupancy on. The reviews are getting back, people love the shower house and everything, so you know, it's kind of like we expected. If you build it, they'll come. I didn't expect numbers like this, though. I mean, this has been just absolutely crazy. We're doing traffic counts at the park, and the numbers of vehicles we got coming in and out of there daily is it's a lot. Weekends, our park rangers are pretty much running around the clock. About the time they get home to end their shift, their phone rings, they get called back out for something. Thank God for the Sheriff's Department backing us up and helping us out on things. And so it's been great. Everybody's, you know, we've had, everybody's been behaving themselves and just been having a lot of really good fun at the park. We've been fundraising for the playground up there. We got another $5,000 donation from an anonymous donor. We're putting in a grant. We got $5,000 committed from the local Optimist Club. And so we're still cautiously optimistic we'll be building that yet this summer. And then we are close to finalizing our process for getting our naturalist hired there at Stars K. So plenty of stuff going on. Good time.
So the people coming and going from the park using the hard road or gravel road?
Little of both. I don't know exactly because we don't count up that way. I'm just counting the park entrance. We haven't gotten any complaints from the guys that live there on 190th. So if they are coming in on that road, they're at least behaving themselves. One of them put up a, you know, slow down kids at play sign, which I think is good. So yeah, it looks like because the way I've got the, we're using the camera, way I've got it, it looks like most of them are coming down the hard road. At least on the event days, most of them are coming that way. So we had dragon boats. We had, I don't know, 600 or 700 cars in the park for that day. Jamboree was another 600 cars. So most of them are coming down that way.
Good. Thank you, Chris. Chanel, how's the treasurer?
Good morning. Keeping busy preparing for the tax sale. That list was published in the paper this morning. Motor vehicle, of course, is always busy, and I do have an agenda item for you.
Jared, land management.
Land use-wise, hasn't been a whole lot going on this last week. Nothing on the agenda for today. We've had a few general inquiries about different matters, but nothing particularly eventful. I do want to mention, in terms of a general matter for regional planning, our long-range plan is now available for public review and comment. It's basically a composite. We've done this once already. Do it every 5 years, where it's partially the long-range transportation plan and then partially the economic development strategies. So it it includes a bunch of data and information about the region, economic development, transportation statistics, and then culminates in a set of goals and strategies for the region, for us at regional planning, and then our different partners throughout the region to pursue over the next 5 years. So that is, there's currently a draft of that available at the SERPC website, and between now and then late July, we'll have several opportunities for a public meeting. We're going to be planning on holding one in each of the four counties, just to have more room for one-on-one discussion of the draft plan and the strategies that are included in there.
Thank you. Amy Beaver, County Attorney.
Good morning. We're busy as always. The Board of Review wrapped up its session last week. They had a good session. They were very busy, so they're done for the month. And I want to thank Ken for helping me with the case last week as well. I really appreciated his assistance in his office. So other than that, I don't have anything to report.
Thank you. Angie, how's everything with safety?
Good morning. We're doing pretty good. Do want to let everyone know that they're doing a change with the pharmacies and how employees, if they're injured, they can get a prescription filled. They can get a prescription card mailed to them to fill the prescription, or they can still purchase their first fill prescription and then bring the receipt to me and get reimbursed by the insurance. But if they need to get a prescription right as soon as they have an appointment, I have a form that has to be filled out, and they have to take with them to the pharmacy. And then the pharmacy needs to call the number on that form. They'll have a few more questions that the insurance company will want to answer, and then they'll go ahead and fill it. So it's kind of a tedious kind of adventure trying to get it taken care of. We had two last week that I had to deal with, so I've had some communication with the insurance company and the pharmacies, and hopefully we can make it a smoother process.
We sent out an email to the department heads or to everybody so that they know that, okay.
Send that out and let them know once I get everything cleared. I did actually talk to a couple of pharmacies to see if we could actually, as a county, fill something out to agree that we would take the risk for their first fill prescription to make the process easier, and they won't do it because they're involved with this. It's called the Matrix, and it screws up their Matrix system, so this is the process that we'll have to go through, so I'll make sure everyone's...
Our government wasn't involved in that, was it?
Oh, probably. It's just more paperwork, but... So it... We've not had issues in the past, and we had two recently that we had some issues with, so I kind of had some heated discussions with some people. It was kind of a long week for me last week. So I think we're getting them smoothed out, but it was a little bit of a challenge. I feel bad for the employees that had to go through it, so.
Thanks, Angie. Ken Hyman, Coordinator of Disability Services.
Morning. Things are going well, keeping busy. Sorry, I was a little bit late today. I was working with a client. we'll have our regional meetings next week. It's contracting time of year, and there's just a lot of paperwork we're waiting on from providers, and we have some CDSs that are in my position off on vacation this week, so we probably won't get as many contracts to the board next week as what we hope. And we're probably going to have quite a few to take in our July meeting, so because we need a lot of budget information and stuff that hasn't come in, all the sheets that we need, so but we'll get it done. We'll get it done.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Colin, how's everything in IT?
Pretty good. Nothing really too new to report. We got our mobile app preview yesterday, so we're testing that for the county's mobile app. Probably release that in the next couple of weeks. And then next week, we'll be a little short staffed. We have our mid-year conference up in Des Moines, so we'll be up there for that. I got a presentation up there, show what different counties our IP camera system, and what we did to kind of implement that. That's pretty much it, so.
Thank you.
Yep.
Doug, how's everything at the jail?
Everything's doing good. We're extremely, extremely busy. This morning we had 108 for our headcount.
Oh my.
Yeah. Which takes a toll on not only staff, but takes a toll on the budget.
I see we've still got the I can't think of his name, that didn't have his state didn't have his pre-sentence investigation done.
Yeah, that's still going on. That should be taken care of.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's postponed to July now. So, yeah. Preparing for the state jail inspector to come. It's usually about this time of year. He's going to come in July. So, it's a matter of gathering statistics and a lot of work involved in getting that going.
Okay.
Other than that, just transporting all over the place.
Thanks, Doug. If I missed anybody. Correspondence. I've already been through mine.
I know.
Public input, session number one. Anybody from the public would like to address the board? Please rise. Give us your name for the record. Seeing no one rise, we'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $679,636.73.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursement in the amount of $2,003.95.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have a assignment of tax sale certificate. Byron Gashler, 14876 Road, Lot 23, would like Des Moines County to assign over their interest in tax sale certificate 16-0438 to him. His reason for purchase is for investment purchases. He is offering to pay 100% of all the delinquent taxes owed on this parcel in the amount of $1,067, as well as the $10 assignment fee. And this, this individual met all the requests you made of.
Yes.
To do this.
Would you recommend I approve?
Yes, I would.
I move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Janelle is the assigner, the board, or is it the auditor?
No, it would be the board.
Auditor's office send these to us. We've already received the before it comes to us, they've already received the money and the proper paperwork. So
move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Just wanted to give you a report of the quotes or the bids that we took. As I mentioned, we had three bidders. Engineer's estimate was $166,601, and low bidder was $158,91. And contracts have been sent off to the contractor. We're waiting for those to come back, and once we have them, we'll run through the agenda and have you guys approve them. So, but good competition, and so we'll move forward. I wanted to show you what the results were.
Thank you. Nice to get somebody else bidding that over here.
It is. It's nice to see that competition.
Personnel actions. We have two personnel actions from local health. We have Cecilia Klink. Bats is, what's it, the acronym?
Bureau for Emergency and Trauma Services.
The Bureau for Emergency and Trauma Services grant biller. Position change to Betts grant biller part-time, 64 hours per month, rate of pay $20 per hour. And we have a new hire, Ronald Lee II, a public health nurse, a new hire, full-time public health nurse, salary $46,691.96 to replace the nurse that resigned what, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. What are your wishes?
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. The Correctional Center. We have two. We have unpaid leave for Larry Graham for May 26th, 18 to May 28th, 18, 24.75 hours. And unpaid leave for Alexis Stevenson for 83.22 hours.
Move to approve both.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have reports. We have the recorder's report of fees collected May 2018. This report will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of May 29th, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
I have none. Future agenda items, and when the sheriff get gone through there and give us a little heads up when you're ready to have a work session for the those ATVs.
I'm kind of working with Jack on this, and he's going to be gone a few weeks in there, and then I'm going to be gone a week, so we'll figure out something here in the near future and we'll get something rolling. So then we're going to have some more reviews. So
I suspect it might take more than one work session.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll take several, because I'm sure there'll be some input, which should be good.
Thanks, Mike. That's the only future agenda item on. Committee reports.
Let me see if I did anything. My computer.
Now, Siri.
IT operated on my computer. Now it doesn't work. Must found a bug.
Same thing the computer was from. It's hard to find good work around the people that can actually use it.
That's my idiot computer. Didn't do a good enough job.
You having fun with the technology too?
I don't think I had anything.
I didn't either. Public input session number two. Anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give your name, address for the record.
Might note how many department heads are here. It's good.
It always helps.
If you bring food, we'll show up.
I heard that.
If there's no objection, we're adjourned.